to be.
First in today's sports news, we're off to the Ice Hockey World Championships in Quebec, where the Czech Republic beat Denmark 5-2 in their opening game on Friday, before on Sunday losing 5-4 to Russia in overtime. However, despite being defeated by their old foes, the Czech team have come in for far more praise than criticism. The positives included a hat-trick for Patrick Eliáš, and the fact the Czechs scored all of their four goals from power plays. That's something which pleased the Czech captain, Tomáš Kabrle.
We're glad things worked out that way. Unfortunately, we incurred a lot of penalties, which we didn't want. As everybody knows, the Russians can really take advantage of power plays. It was an end-to-end game, and it was quite attractive hockey. It's just a pity that overtime didn't go so well for us.
The Czechs' next game is against Italy on Wednesday, but in any case, they've already qualified for the next round in Quebec. Jaromír Jágr's New York Rangers were knocked out of the Stanley Cup playoffs by Pittsburgh on Sunday, but the Czech star has been quick to deny speculation he may leave the NHL for the Russian club Omsk. Jágr, who is 36, told NBC TV he wanted to play for four more years and remain with Rangers. Football and the race for the Czech league title has hotted up once again, after leaders Sparta Prague were beaten 2-0 at home by Brno on Sunday. That defeat followed the sending off of defender Tomáš Řepka, who in the very first minute of the game flung the ball into a Brno player's face during a dispute over a throw-in. Here's Sparta boss Michal Bílek.
It's a pity because Řepka has, I think, been the best player in the league, partly because he's been working hard at being disciplined. Unfortunately, he didn't control himself today. Red cards like that are incomprehensible.
That result means Slavia Prague can move to within just 1 point of Sparta if they can overcome Olomouc away on Monday evening, after the recording of this programme. There are two rounds of the Czech League remaining. Finally, tennis's Prague Open, the only WTA tournament held in the Czech Republic, has been won by Russia's Vera Zvonareva. She beat Victoria Arazenka of Belarus 7-6, 6-2 in Sunday's final at Štvanice Island. That's all the sport for today.
And now it's time for this week's one-on-one hosted by Ian.